Bringing sunshine to an otherwise cloudy, rainy day, pinch hitting for Chancellor Coyne. And I was already on campus today. Have you been there yet?
I am at campus currently, but I did not get to go to Yellowwood like you did, and I'm jealous.
Oh, baby. It was really, really – I can see why they're sold out. I could see why.
Yeah.
So I looked last week to see if I could change my reservation time. I couldn't because they didn't have any reservations left. And I went with my lovely wife, ran into my great friend Tyler Bass over there as well. Marvin, if you're listening today, Marvin, stay dry. Stay dry. We'll get ready for that spring football game with Osterman coming up. So it was great to see him, and the food was outstanding. And I don't have a dog in the fight. I had to pay for it like anybody else, so this is not a paid endorsement speaker. But the menu, outstanding. Desserts, outstanding. Salad, outstanding. It was great. So if you missed it, you have fear of missing out, you need to sign up for the next one. Did you get a chance to go over and eat, or are you not allowed to so us folks can?
Generally, yeah. I try to make room for everybody else to enjoy because I can kind of go whenever I need to. But I totally forgot about it today and didn't even think about it until I heard you on the radio. I'm like, man, and I went and looked at the menu and went, smash burgers, fettuccine alfredo, some kind of salad. I'm like, I really missed out today.
You did. You did. They had pork barbecue sliders, smash burger, fettuccine alfredo with grilled shrimp or vegetables, and the Spanish Cobb salad that my wife had. She said it was awesome. So
yeah,
delicious.
Always a good thing.
Well, I'm sitting here sweating now just thinking about it, talking about it. It's like talking to Jordan Davis 2 days in a row. Get all fired up about all the good stuff going on. You guys have been busy at Ivy Tech. We know that we have turned the corner. Well, we got back to it when? Monday the 18th, the second 8 weeks start. 1, 2, 3. So we're halfway through that. Are you serious? Where's the time going?
You're right halfway through. Yeah, I know. Almost to the end of the semester. It's crazy.
And that's how it should be. And as we get towards the end of the semester, well, some folks will be moving on and some spots will open up. When does summer registration start? And while we're looking at that, we should probably circle the date for fall as well.
Yeah, summer registration's open now because summer starts, oh gosh, I think June 3rd. So we're just, 2 months away. We're just 4 weeks from graduation, and then we got summer coming on. And then fall semester starts on August 19th, not 4 months down the line. So it never really stops. You should always be trying to register early if you want to get on the classes you want. That's what I've heard from my academic folks.
That's who we should be listening to as well. And classes, especially the ones like you mentioned, the ones that we know, the nursing programs, and I'm not going to sit and try to name them all that are popular. But, yeah, the procrastinators. The good news for the procrastinators is a couple years ago you guys changed into these 8-week courses instead of semesters. How helpful has that been to the kids you work with?
Yeah, well, I think it's definitely a change because if you're used to 16-week semesters, instead of going once a week, you're going twice a week most likely, but you complete faster, so you finish your degrees technically quicker that way, which was the whole move to Ivy Tech to move to 8-week primarily. So the majority of our classes are now structured that way, and early returns that are in say it seems to be working because people seem to be thinking it's not too bad, it's not too big of a change. The faculty seem not to think it's a bad change either. It's just a little bit more compressed, but if people are moving through faster and getting their degrees faster, that's how we all get paid.
And Steve Bryan is our guest this afternoon, and the folks, now with you have the 8 weeks, it doesn't feel like, oh, I missed August, now I have to wait till the spring. You really don't. Same thing with summer school. You don't have to be connected. You can start at any time, really. Do I have that right?
Yeah, you can come in virtually at any time, and that's kind of our goal as an open enrollment institution, is to get you in. Some of the more structured programs like nursing are a little harder, obviously, because there's a lot more competition for that than there is for your normal liberal arts, maybe, or business degrees, but it's all good.
It is all good, buddy. It is. Steve Bryant joining us today from Ivy Tech. Now, you've got a big day coming up. I talked to Adam Gross last week, and Ivy Tech Day is not next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after, April 23rd. Tell us why Ivy Tech Day, from a exposure standpoint, is important, and what are you guys trying to accomplish on such a day in the springtime?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, we're trying to promote our students to achieve their goals in life, whether that be a degree or a certificate or just to take a class. And a lot of our students have challenges along the way, family and transportation and health and, you know, stress in this day and age. Anxiety is a big thing, and we have mental health people on campus to help with that. But the Day of Giving is just to help support the students who run into those challenges and help them complete those eight-week courses faster. And Tuesday, April 23rd, it's going to be 24 hours of giving, and it's a way for the community to come out and support our students who need help from time to time.
Now, how are we giving things on that day? You talked about the 24 hours. Is this come to the campus? Do we go online? Are you having events? Is this a festival? What the hell's going on here?
Yeah, well, primarily it's online. You know, you can go to our website at www.ivtech.edu/giveday, G-I-V-E-D-A-Y, and you can donate online, or you can, you know, you can come to campus and provide a check to the Ivy Tech Foundation to support student success, or if you want to bring me cash, I'll put it right in my pocket and take it over there for you, class.
I mean, exactly right, at a 10% premium. That's how those things work. Where does this money go, Steve? Does it go to scholarships? Does it go to fill up the pantry? I'm guessing it probably covers all those bases.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, where the needs are the greatest per campus, and that will vary different campuses around the state. But, you know, generally those transportation challenges happen, or, you know, the car battery goes out and, hey, it's either come to class or find money for a battery, and you got to make a choice. So, you know, things like that, or it might go into some scholarships for in-need students, and certainly could go towards, you know, tutoring or the food pantry where necessary. So, you know, kind of until we know how much it is and how we're going to, you know, put it out there, our foundation will decide where to deploy it.
And the foundation handles all of these great things and gets everybody all the necessary resources they need.
Yep. I think they raised pretty close to $250,000 last year, Ivy Tech wide. The first time I ever tried to do it. So this is year two, and hopefully they can grow it way beyond that.
It sounds like fun. Sounds like fun. But now, that's the 23rd. Before we get there, we've got other busy things going on here we want people to be aware of. And one is coming up, let's see, next Thursday, a week from today, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Shreve Hall, all majors career and transfer fair. Well, how important is that to get your students in front of these other institutions to make that next step, to make that next connection?
Yeah, it's really essential because, you know, students don't always understand what some of those opportunities look like. And while our career outreach folks who do a tremendous job, there's not enough of them, and there's way too many students, and a lot of them are commuters, and they don't always get here. So this is an opportunity for them to come in and meet employers, for employers to meet the students and meet faculty, which, you know, I can't stress enough how important that is as you're trying to recruit as a small business or even one of our larger employers in town. You know, coming over and meeting the faculty and meeting the students who you're looking to recruit, and, you know, again, some of the staff who help prepare them along the way, those relationships are really important.
And the other great thing, as you mentioned, sometimes life is overwhelming, and you're not asking your students to go somewhere and do something. You are bringing the employers or the next step in their education to them. So you're running out of hurdles. You're running out of excuses, and not everybody does it that way. Have you found success with this in the past when you bring the horses to the water?
Yeah, the feedback's been overwhelmingly positive, and anytime they get a chance to come on campus and get in front of students is the number one way to make it work. And I think we have over 50 employers that are signed up for it, so there's going to be quite a packed room in Shreve for that day.
Well, Shreve Hall can handle it too, and that Shreve Hall always has something going on because, well, the community college is always reaching out to try and make everything a better place. And with the employers and employees in the region, your angle, Steve Bryant, the regional director of the South Central Small Business Development Center at the Ivy Tech Community College, and the executive director of the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship. When are you duking it out? Is this fall? Is it spring? Is it both seasons? When am I putting my gloves up? When am I getting my mouthpiece in? What's going on?
It's like bookends each semester. So each semester ends with a duke it out competition. So ours is scheduled for April 24th, right after the 23rd day of giving, and it's at 5:30 at Shreve Hall, and we'll have, I think, three classes of students are going to be making presentations, some of them pitching for some significant prizes from our sponsors, including Duke Energy and the National Association of Community College Entrepreneurship. And then some of the students are just practicing their pitch because they're pretty early stage in their business idea development, and they're not really ready for prime time, but they're part of the classes to prepare them to give a presentation in front of people, and that's a really good skill to have.
It is, and there are prizes to win. There are judges to be judging. How many years have you done this project now, and how important has your buddies at Duke been to help get this going?
Yeah, Duke Energy has been our foundational sponsor for the since the beginning. I think this is our ninth year that we've been doing the competition. Just a few years ago, we kind of embedded it into our entrepreneurship course curriculum. So you have to be in the entrepreneurship course in order to pitch for the money, as opposed to just be a student. But it has helped kind of propel some people into the courses, which is kind of the goal of doing it that way. And it's really great. You know, we work with our faculty, Sue Ann Graham, who's our program chair. She teaches the majority of the classes, including Andy Lehman from the Mill. He's done some of them as well. And, you know, we have all of our team from the Cook Center and from the Small Business Development Center come in to help mentor the students. So, I mean, virtually each week throughout the semester, one of my team's in there talking about marketing or finance or, you know, doing cost analysis or looking at your market development. Looking at, you know, the elements that go into ultimately a business plan, the finances. And then we bring in guest speakers from industry, certainly from food and beverage industry, from banking, from real estate, because those are the questions that people are going to have as they're putting their business idea together. And the culmination is the Duke It Out event. So we want people to come out. It's free to the public. We'll have some food and refreshments, and I think last year we had about 75 people there, which was pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely fantastic. And that's April 24th. Now, you had something in there that caught my ear. You mentioned who can duke it out and who can't. How do I get involved in the entrepreneurship program so I can get to that level as opposed to just taking classes? Can you illustrate that roadmap for our listeners?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. I mean, if you want to enroll in a class, all you got to do is get online at ivytech.edu and enroll in Entrepreneurship 101 or whichever of the six courses you want to take. And then Sue Ann Graham, our program chair, she's available to meet with anybody to tell them more about the program. She goes out to some of the K-12 institutions in town. She's at most of the tabling events. She'll likely be at the career fair for people to talk to. So if they want to learn more about it, and if you're not sure what you want to do with your career beyond Ivy Tech, and you think, hey, maybe I want to start a business for myself, that's the way to do it.
Steve Bryant is our guest this afternoon. We know nursing is one of the most competitive entries. That's one that we've got to do a little bit different stuff to get into. We know the 15th, well, April 15th is the FAFSA deadline, and the Nursing and Health Sciences Selective Entrance Programs, they are accepting applications for fall until May 15th. So a couple important dates there we definitely have to circle.
Yeah, definitely. And for anybody interested in learning more, they can come to the career fair here in a week and learn more there, or they can go to our webpage at www.ivytech.edu, or they can call our main line at 812-330-6013.
Yeah, they ran out of apple crisp as one of the desserts when I was there, so I had to go with carrot cake.
Carrot cake's always a good choice, though.
I was happy they were out of apple crisp. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
Now, I know apple crisp was popular, but carrot cake, the cream cheese frosting, the...
You're probably not going to eat a lot of dinner, it sounds like, after dinner. That much of a spread for lunch.
Dinner? No, you're right. I'm not. I know you don't know off the top of your head, and I did a bad job because I did not ask today, is there a next Yellowwood, or should I just go to Yellowwood or ivytech.com/Yellowwood and figure out what the heck's going on?
Yeah, Yellowwood Restaurant.com is
okay.
That's where you can go. I just looked online as you were talking here. There is one on the 18th. It looks like it might be sold out, but I would check back in case some reservations get canceled.
Absolutely, and the food is worth it for $20 a person. You get what, three courses. There was a chance of a choice of beverage too, including a mocktail, if that was something that you were into. So great staff, everybody was bubbly, having fun, and you know, I was in the food business for a little bit, restaurant business, obviously.
That's when I met you, actually.
That's right. And walking in door 7 and walking past the baking lab and then through the kitchen, and then you have the open show kitchen in Yellowwood. this isn't, and I don't mean this in a negative connotation. This isn't a food truck. This is proper as proper gets training. I saw all the mixers in there, and my wife remarked how clean everything was. Oh, what a great deal to let the public come in and see and enjoy and taste all of that.
Yeah, and recognize the importance of it. I mean, this is the career that people in the food and beverage industry are going to go into, and getting an accredited degree from the Culinary Institute of America or Johnson & Wales are what normally most people think of when they go. That's, you know, your Anthony Bourdain's of the world would promote those. And some of our faculty in the past have come through those institutions. But Ivy Tech offers the same accredited degree for a whole lot less. And that class, the Yellowwood restaurant, is actually a working class. You know, so you're learning the back of the house and the front of the house. So how to cook and then how to serve and interact with customers, take cash, you know, use a point of sale system, all the stuff that you're going to do. As soon as you walk out and get a job at a restaurant, you're going to be asked to do all of those things. And that's the goal, is to get you to kind of better understand it before you start doing it. And not just, you know, not just burgers and fries, but, you know, you've got some classic cuisine that they're teaching you how to make too.
And the fries are delicious. We had to get a side of those just to sample those out as well. Everything is made in the shop. I heard that's the other great thing. So this is just, it's not an assembly line. This is, we're going to put it together. We're going to make it from scratch. We're going to put it on the plate. We're going to serve it. Great job. So all the plaudits to the group at Yellowwood. And thank you for your time today, buddy. I hope to run into you this weekend at some point. Grab your umbrella, and I hope your Cubbies are keeping you okay here to start the season.
Yeah, if their pitching would hold a lead, it'd be great.
You sound like about, I don't know, 28 other baseball teams right now. Gee whiz, if we could just get somebody out, that would be helpful. All right, buddy, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Stay dry, and I'll see you down the road.
All right, sounds great. Thanks for having me on, as always.
That's my pal, Steve Bryant, from the Ivy Tech Community College. He is the executive director of the Gale and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship, and now I must go back to my cheat sheet, and the regional director for the South Central Small Business Development Center. Whew.